This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, it seems like they are out and about writing the sidewalk ice tickets. My guy, Chad Boulay, everyday listener of the show, neighbor of you two, Courtney and Curtis. In South Boston, got a ticket last night. Tiny little patch of ice, and they're like banging on the door, writing a ticket. I mean,
that's foul.
Thank God they're dealing with the really important things here in the city of Boston.
And a fun fact: the real estate taxes in South Boston went up about 40% this year. So add that to it. Lovely city.
All right, back to the news, Courtney.
Well, it was a wild day in the Karen Reed trial yesterday.
Oh, was it ever?
Yeah, Judge Bev called a sudden end after Special Prosecutor Hank Brennan argued that two defense experts who work for the firm ARCA should be excluded from Reed's second trial that's supposed to begin on April 1st after they sent a bill to the defense after they testified that the damage on Reed's SUV was not consistent with
crash
hitting.
Crash daddies. These are the crash daddies.
Yeah, very handsome.
And so the prosecution is trying to get them bounced out of the second trial because the feds paid them like nearly $500,000. And they determined that they're essentially as crash experts that there was no way in which these injuries, this death, was caused by the automobile accident.
Well, dishonest by the defense, your buddy Alan Jackson. Not a good look.
No, I don't know about that, Curtis. Are you sure? You may be judging early.
On this topic, I think that's been everybody's role.
What's the issue, though? Can you just explain to me what the issue is?
You're supposed to be impartial. If you have been paid by the defense, you have to let it know in discovery to the prosecution.
Yeah, don't you need to pay experts to come and perform?
Well, you are allowed to reimburse experts for travel, but
not.
We can hear. Why don't we hear? I'll explain this to Curtis afterwards.
Okay.
But let's hear Judge Bev, if we could, yesterday when she lost her mind.
The Commonwealth just provided the court with information that causes me grave concern. The implications of that information may have profound effects on this defense and defense counsel.
So when Attorney Brennan presented that information yesterday, he said that he got that information from Curtis, the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
When the judge, in a huff and shaking and whatever drama she was attempting to perpetrate, came back and said, "Can you get me that information from the federal government?" Hank Brennan stood up and said, "Oh, wait a minute. I may have misled you by saying it was from the federal government. I got the actual information from the defense."
Right.
So. And Alan Jackson, interviewed post that hearing, said they absolutely did not pay these experts for testimony. And my guess would be that they were talking with them about the second go-round because the second trial, which is coming up on April 1st, because they were already paid for the first trial by the federal government. So I suspect that this may be a trap set by the attorney of Rich Keefe, Alan Jackson, who is trying to lure them into. I think the judge saw an opportunity to try to get Alan Jackson kicked off the defense, and that's why she was so excited yesterday. But
it seems to me that you're pulling a lot of information based on thought, not on fact, when you said I was rushing to judgment at the beginning of this conversation.
Wait, what fact are you
Well, the way you were describing the judge was that she was hysterical or that she had over.
She was like shaking.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
She was shaking. I saw the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, but what fact are you referring to?
The facts of the case were presented yesterday.
But then the attorney went back, the prosecutor, special prosecutor who's being paid $150,000, went back. And
how much is Jackson being paid?
Nothing, actually, is what Karen Reed said. He's doing it because he believes that she is an innocent woman accused.
Oh, wow.
He's been paid nothing to defend Karen Reed?
Yes, they're working for free. Did you watch that whole – you missed that whole interview with
our guy,
Ted Daniel. But
there was a story in Vanity Fair about the cost of the defense.
Yeah, the first time, the first go-round.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. How much has he been paid to defend her?
And the number, actually, when she talked to us, she said, you know, they paid a sum, but the numbers that have been out that these guys cost, you know, millions and millions of dollars, which they would for a normal person, she hasn't had to pay them because they believe that she's innocent.
Mm. Okay.
So they're doing it.
Over the course of the trial, the first trial, Alan Jackson was paid a lot of money by Karen Reed, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's all I'm saying.
But that's not my money. My money.
Right, I'm just saying that if you're somebody's being paid by
my money is being paid to a special prosecutor, because apparently the prosecutor that tried the case last time is so inept as he is unable to get the verdict that they wanted to get.
Right.
So I don't want my tax dollars going to go out and get somebody from the outside when we have 47 different attorneys that work in the district attorney's office that ought to be able to prosecute this.
I'm saying, I've been all over the map on this. I have no preconceived notion. I don't have a side. I don't really know anything about the people personally. I just would say that if that was the case, and I'll take it at face value that the defense team was paying people for information and not giving that information to the prosecution, that would be a cause for some level of concern. I don't think it registered the way it did. But
I would 100% agree with you. But do you not find it odd that rather than hear from the defense on it yesterday while they're sitting there, she immediately canceled the hearing?
Yeah.
In a huff and puff? It seems weird to me.
And she tried to make it out to be like so that everybody is properly prepared the next time we speak about it.
I have grave concerns about this. Grave concerns without even hearing from the defense on it?
Right.
So it seems weird to me.
So I was just shocked. In all sincerity, I was shocked that Ted Lally was still there. What the hell? Why is he still around?
Adam Lally.
Whatever the hell the guy's name is, Lally.
He is,
you're thinking of Ted Daniel, who was great on our show explaining the Karen Reed.
And a handsome guy.
But I'm not sure the new guy is it's better than Lally.
How
many months? So starts in April. We got to deal with this for how many months?
They're going to be back in court next week.
Yeah.
Next week.
But the trial starts in April. It'll probably be whatever, 2-3 months.
Oh, yeah. You got to go back down this road again.
Big time.
You're going to have to deal with it, Wiggy.
Big time.
Sorry about that.
I'll just wait until the verdict is in.
Mm. I mean, Lally, I think, Curtis, current reference coming. Lally makes this new guy look like Matlock.
Didn't they revive that show?
They did.
They didn't.
Yeah, I've seen commercials for it. Yeah, by that old lady. She's in a bunch of things.
In Misery.
Wait, they did Matlock, but it's a woman?
Yeah, yes. It's Kathy Bates.
Oh, it
that's
is?
That's her, yeah.
Is she still called Matlock?
Yeah.
Well, that's an affront to Andy Griffith.
Or maybe
it really is.
Andy Griffith, yeah.
Did Matlock have kids? I haven't watched it. Yeah. I've seen enough. Maybe
not a timely reference there for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he made him look like Perry Mason.
All right, it's even better.
Better.
That's a little bit better.
What about Dick Tracy?
I believe that's before Matlock.
Yeah. Really don't have any good legal dramas anymore. It used to be like the go-to. You know, you had
Suits
Boston.
Was great.
Suits was very good. Well, Suits is very good.
They have Suits LA coming up.
Yeah, they have Suits LA coming
up. They do,
up.
Yes.
Suits My guy Stephen Amell. Good.
Also, whatever. We're on a tangent. I don't want to interrupt the news. But I watched the Gabby Petito documentary on Netflix. Have you watched it?
I have not. The only TV that I got to watch over the last 2 days was the first episode of White Lotus.
It is so disturbing what that family did. When you watch the documentary about Gabby Petito, you remember her? She was living the van life.
Oh, okay,
and her boyfriend, Brian Laundry, killed her. The family, like, they have all this GoPro footage of the cops arriving at the family's house because they're trying to find out where she is and where he is. And the parents are standing there at the door telling she's been missing for, like, you know, a couple days.
Right.
And they're standing there at the door telling the police that they have an attorney and that they already got an attorney and you can contact the attorney, giving no information about the dude who's there at the house right. with them. Her van, the van was registered to her. I don't know how, and we've talked about this before, Wiggy. I get it. It's your kid.
Yeah.
But I don't know how. Yeah. Like, those people should be in jail.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get it. But you know how it is with
How are
the
they
kids?
Not?
I don't know.
Because they can't prove it. Like, that's the issue.
But aren't you obstructing justice?
I would think so.
Yeah, but then you'd have to, I guess maybe prove how
that they knew that he did this and whatever. But
it's like when James gets 22 and he comes to you and says, Dad, I need to lay low for a minute.
It's like, it's not going to happen.
That you gotta you know.
No, I don't think Curtis would do that.
I don't know. I don't want to be in that position, but I know it would have to be very difficult when it's your kids.
That. Yeah.
Also, what is James confessing to? That he cheated in a chess match or like what?
Right.
Like what?
Would never.
I know they tried that.
The guy's already golfing at 2.5. He's like baby tiger. He'll be dominating.
I know they tried that with my mother, like on as a prank, where the police called her and and she was like, "Yeah, my son was with me all night long." So I don't know. It's one of those situations that hopefully we'll never have to be involved in. Greg,
quick heads up to Daddy Seuss in the Twitch chat. We do the news every day at just about this time.
Yep.
And during the news, we talk about news things.
Yeah.
We don't jump right in with sports in the middle of the news. So,
and I know he's here every day.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
Interesting.
You should know the lowdown.
Yeah. Sports.
Yeah.
It was really interesting yesterday, Greg. I was talking to some people down the street about the show, and they were fixated about what the Twitch chat was and who these people are and how the same people sit for hours and hours and hours saying the same thing about the same people every day.
Yeah. Well,
miserable about a show that they are choosing to watch on their own volition.
We just, we attempt to provide you with all kinds of different content.
Yeah.
Like to spin the wheel of content, and this
Twitch chats are a different breed.
We happen to currently be on the news part.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What up, Twitch?
But anyway, yes. Hello, Daddy Seuss.
Yeah.
Wasn't that that's Pokemon's second cousin twice removed?
Nope. Pretty sure that's just a reference to Dr. Seuss. Greg, thanks though.
Sean, you impressed me though. You impressed me with your
appreciate
Pokemon
you,
knowledge.
Thank you.
All right, what else?
A baby seal was found lost in the middle of the streets of New Haven, Connecticut.
What?
The seal was 5 to 6 weeks old, was found far from any water.
Wow.
And the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection got the call to come help get the seal. They said they were familiar with the seal because they had found him in Branford, Connecticut, and relocated him to the water. But then the seal decided to not go in the water and go on a separate adventure. Here's New Haven police officer Christian Buckhart on WTNH.
We don't know why it was here. I assumed it was for the clam pizza.
The abizza.
Can we get a rejoin? Kiss by a rose, Greg?
I'm not a big seal fan, Curtis.
Never was. Surprising.
How dare you? But you liked that commercial during the Super Bowl, the Mountain Dew one?
I thought it was weird, actually.
Yeah.
It was
the best commercial of the night.
I was, which is a little bit weird.
It was kind of like the stuff of nightmares, honestly. Like Seal as a Seal was,
yeah, it was weird. And then he gets on the boat and is like, oh, that Seal has a good voice.
It was creepy.
Or as a good looking Seal.
Gave me the ick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, what's the consensus on ick or not when it comes to your Birkenstocks?
I don't know that there is an ick. I have been all through these comments. I love them. They
a lot of good comments on,
so
there
good.
On Instagram.
Directly down the middle. There's first, Costos rips me for everything I'm wearing except my shoes. And then I mentioned that it was specifically about the shoes. And then he's like, oh, no, those are fine. Don't let the people hate on you.
I got to say, though, the Seal, very cute. Very, very handsome Seal that was out in the streets of Connecticut. It's lacking on our big screen. It's up on the Twitch right now.
It is?
Yeah.
How long can the Seal live out of water for?
So they said the Seal was down in weight a bit and a bit dehydrated. So they needed to get the Seal back to health, but it seems like the Seal is going to be A-okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
So no Seal crudo on the menu.
Oh, ew.
I don't think that would be very good.
Oh, my God.
Seems very fatty.
Do people eat Seal?
I would imagine they do. I believe in Alaska.
I mean, I think in Alaska they do. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it's probably.
Look at that face.
But that's the question. How long? I didn't know seals could last out of water for a long time.
Those things are absolute savages.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but they're, they're all over the place in Chatham, and people are on their boats coming into the marina there. And end up putting their hands down in the water, and that seal will remove your entire arm with one bite.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
They'll drown you, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they'll take you down under?
Yeah.
So how long can they stay underwater? It's pretty impressive that a seal could, you know, walk between the two worlds of water and land.
All right. What else?
Herb Chambers has reached an agreement to sell his network of car dealerships to Asbury Automotive Group. $1.34 billion this deal.
Wow, that's good. He needs the money.
Yeah, he does.
New boat
for him.
Yeah.
In total, the deal had 33 dealerships, 52 franchises, and 3 collision centers.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay. So what? That's it? $1.3 billion? Well, I guess that's a pretty good number.
That's it.
A big number.
Yeah, that's a pretty
good. The only person in America that sees $1.3 billion and says that's it is Greg Hill.
Yeah.
Not bad.
An irrational fear. NASA has raised the probability of an asteroid hitting the Earth.
Uh-oh.
We're now at 3.1% for that. We've talked about this asteroid before. They say it's the size of a city.
This is the city destroyer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they're saying it could hit December 22nd, 2032.
Okay.
Making it the most threatening space rock ever recorded by modern forecasting. The potential impact corridor spans from Eastern Pacific, Northern South America, the Atlantic, Africa, the Arabian Peninsula, and South Asia. So they have no idea
where it's going to land or what it could do. Do we need to stop building our paradise now?
They said there's no need to panic yet.
All right.
So that is, what's that, 7 years from now?
7 years from now.
All right. Well, live it up, Wiggy.
I plan on
seven,
it.
7 years.
Unless there's a paradise, how do I become a lottery winner for living in the new world? Or am I automatically excluded because I'm not a scientist?
Just call Sully. He'll get you a seat.
I got to get on the list, right? Like in paradise, there's a special list you got to get on.
You need a psychologist to have a crush on you.
Yeah, I probably would get on that list.
I'm guessing that Sinatra wishes there was one guy she left off the list.
Oh, yeah.
Starts with an X.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would think so. I wouldn't want to be on the other. I wouldn't want to be the other person when you finally do snap.
Now I have the guns.
Oof.
Ho.
Wow.
Ho.
Wow.
I like the Die Hard references. Yeah. I like the music.
Oh, the music is great.
The music is unbelievable in Paradise, and I loved. I won't spoil anything, but I love
God,
last
you already
night.
Have.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's just a couple Die Hard references.
I didn't realize the music element, and that's why I sent you both pictures. I didn't realize the song was done.
Knocking on Heaven's Door?
Yeah, I thought it was a Guns N' Roses song.
No, it was a cover. Bob Dylan did that song originally. Yeah.
So I listened
to the cover that they used in the show. I don't know who that was, a female artist.
Right.
It was a very good cover.
Right. So I listened to both of them, and I was like, oh, wow. I mean, obviously, I only knew about the Guns N' Roses one. So.
Yeah, no. All right. We should get to the Skittles story quick.
Yeah, very quickly. A woman was arrested for filling her ex's gas tank with something other than gasoline after a breakup. She chose Coke Zero and pre-sucked Skittles as her weapon of choice. We have her mugshot, and it's got people talking because she is a looker.
Oh, I think I've seen her. Not an ugly girl. Yeah.
The car needs thousands of dollars of repairs, but there's not much information on this. They're not saying where she's from, what her name is. They're saying they don't know what she's going to be charged with if she's charged, but she's very attractive.
Yeah, we've seen this. Her mugshot has gone viral.
Yeah.
An obscure reference, Greg, Tommy Boy, when Tommy has the M&Ms fall through the dash into the car and David Spade gets all pissed.
She's like the female version of Prison Bay.
So I'm guessing they would call those SSLs. The lips.
Oh, Skittles. That was good.
Well done.
Why was she? Why did she pre-suck them?
Yeah, I don't know.
She was just like Skittles.
Yeah, or maybe there was some kinky stuff that her and the ex did.
And maybe she's like, you're not going to get none of that no more.
Right.
Think about that.
Right.
Well, you can't start your car.
Yeah.
All right. that's the news. Here's Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. We're one day closer to the championship for Four Nations that will take place tomorrow night at 8 between the U.S. and Canada here in Boston. Charlie McAvoy is going to be out while Quinn Hughes will replace him. And there were questions surrounding the Tkachuk brothers. Both intend to play. The Bruins that aren't competing in Four Nations were back at practice yesterday after a break. They took to the ice without Hampus Lindholm, who's working his way back from a broken bone in his leg. Joe Sacco said there's been no setback, but he will be evaluated by the team's medical staff this week. Tomorrow, we'll also see the Celtics back in action after All-Star break. They're on the road to take on the Sixers at 7 p.m. In the Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at subaruofnewengland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. It is 7 outside back home. That's what it feels like. It's going to go all the way up to 15, so put on sunscreen. Fort Myers, if anybody's joining us at JetBlue Park next week, looking like mid to upper 70s, sunny all week in Fort.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Myers.
Tristan Cassis yesterday in Fort Myers, and I guess if you look at going from the most errors in Major League Baseball to the most in the American League, then Rafael Devers is getting better, so maybe he has a point there.
The more I think about this, and Wiggy and I have talked a little bit off air, like, Wiggy's right. Cora's got to say something, because if I'm Alex Bregman, and I understand they have a great relationship, Cora and Bregman, boys, got it. But if I'm him and people are bitching this entire season and there's all this drama surrounding where he's going to play and where people are going to move, I'm out after 1 year. He hasn't out. So, and I understand.
Well, that means he thinks he can get $40 million from another team next season.
Oh, if I'm Alex Bregman, I think I take my chances. Like, I think this is why, this is what people didn't want to see happen. And we criticized the fans that called in and said, this deal's terrible. This deal's terrible because he can leave after one season. I want to make sure Alex Bregman is very happy, very comfy here in Boston. And we don't see something end up with him leaving after just 1 year. And I worry that this Cassis, Devers, who knows how many other players causing issues could lead to him not being happy here.
Yeah, I would say this. The fan base is going to be overwhelmingly behind Bregman and Cora on this topic. The only time if I'm Bregman and I don't enjoy playing somewhere is if I'm treated poorly by the fan base. I truly believe Cassis is not going to be here beyond this season if he stays this whole season.
Well,
so
Wiggy,
Bregman's here.
Wiggy said it earlier, mm-hmm. and clearly had a rare moment of clarity. But... you know, if you end up opening day, you end up starting Rafael Devers at third base, every single time he boots a ball, you're going to hear it at Fenway Park. So,
and not only are you going to hear it, you're going to have to answer the questions after the game, right? We talk about, you know, media and the questions that they present.
Okay, what's the question?
Cora, why isn't Bregman playing third base when he's a gold glove third baseman?
Because I have faith that Devers can improve. If he doesn't, we'll change at that point.
Okay, so then it hasn't changed. Why hasn't there been a change at third base with Devers?
We're taking everything into account. Baseball, winning baseball games is our top priority. We're doing what we think is both in the short-term and long-term interest of the organization. Next.
But it's not helping you win baseball games. You've lost some baseball games.
Well, if it's costing you games, my guess is you see Bregman at third sooner than later, and then the decision's made before you have to make an issue of it.
Devers, how do you feel? Do you feel confident at third base knowing that there's a Gold Glover playing second base that it should be playing third base?
Then how good of a defensive player are you if somebody being near you on a field is impacting your play?
Well, do you plan on moving from third base anytime soon, Devers? No.
I mean,
it's not my decision.
Do you agree?
Well, then why wouldn't he just say that?
You agree?
Because
with
he's trying to assert himself now.
Who?
That he doesn't want to leave
Who
third base, Devers.
About? But he basically said he is not moving.
Well, right. No. Well, he's not going to be like doing a hunger strike. I mean, he's going to have to. I mean, like at some point, you will move from third base, just like he misses games once or twice a week in the regular season. Like he will.
Don't you think Curtis, he'll be maybe he's gonna chain himself to a trash can over there at third. Too soon?
Yeah, that's never too soon. Mego had a point yesterday where there was an article, or maybe they asked him about, or potentially a trade. You know, if he doesn't get his way at third base, I want to be traded.
Right.
They won't let me play my position.
Great. We won't have to have that $300 million albatross for the next 10 years.
Okay.
Like, win, win, win.
Nah, that ain't no win, 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 Curtis. Come on.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? You don't think this is an issue?
No. I think this is the desired outcome by Alex Cora, which is why he was so publicly demanding to get Bregman.
Alex Cora wants dissension, divide in the clubhouse.
The status quo was leading to good starts and bad finishes. He wants a team that finishes, not a guy at his first baseman that spends more time in Central Mass than at Fenway Park because he doesn't want to get booed.
So this texter, I think, is correct. The entitlement on Tristan Cassis is a real problem.
Right.
And that I don't know if you agree. Texter says his comments are 10 times worse than what Rafael Devers said.
Right, and that's why I think Cora should be like...
Putting his foot down.
Cora should be like, it doesn't matter what Casas says. I'm the deciding factor in who's going to play third base.
He did say that.
When did he say that?
He said it.
Play me audio where he says the best guy.
You have the audio that we used yesterday, Shime? Was that during they said it, the Cora audio from yesterday? I mean, I think he made it pretty clear that it's good of the team and Red Sox decision. Do you have the audio from yesterday? Here it is.
Like I said a few days ago, like decisions are going to be made here about, you know, roster construction and what we're going to do in the future, and we're going to make sure we have the best team possible out there, you know. And he has a lot of pride, we know that, you know. And he feels like he's a third baseman. He's going to work out as a third baseman, and then we're going to make decisions accordingly, you know. But I think here, it's not about Bregman or Devers or Cora. It's about the Red Sox, right? And whatever decision we make is for the benefit of the team. It is
about Bregman, Devers, and Cora, though. Right. Like, right now, that is what everybody is talking about. So just put an end to it. Like, I think that's the issue.
But what's going to be ending to it? You're not playing a regular season game for 6 weeks.
Alex Cora says this is going to be a battle, and they are going to fight for it.
That's what he's saying.
Right. Yeah, but you got one guy who's saying, I'm not moving.
Right. And has always said I'm not moving.
How can you put any of this on Alex Cora? It's on in the case of Rafael Devers, a guy, I'll call it prideful instead of selfish.
Uh-huh.
But it's on a guy who is concerned with himself over what is... Do you think it's better for the baseball team to have Alex Bregman playing at third base?
Yes.
Okay. So he is putting the importance of him over the importance of the team.
Right.
Then you have another dude who is half worried about losing his job at first base and feels like he's entitled enough to say, I want Alex Bregman to play second. That's what I want. How is that in any way, shape, or form?
All right. Well, then I guess
Alex Cora's fault.
I guess we won't put any blame on Cora. We'll just wait till when's opening day? April 4th
at Fenway. But they open on the road.
That's the opener.
They open. I was in the middle of saying that they open on the road.
Okay.
So April 1st. All right.
So April 1st.
No, they open at home.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. So.
No, they open on the road in Texas March 27th.
Thank you.
Oh, dang it. Next.
All right. So March 27th.
Curtis, you owe Greg an apology.
Yeah,
I do not. He was just condescending.
So March 27th.
We'll see how this plays out.
I'll circle back then. And then I'll give Cora his next
trade. And I also kind of understand Devers, like, standing his ground. All we've ever heard from Sam Kennedy, Chaim Bloom at the time, Craig Breslow, John Henry. I mean, everybody has said, we want to grow young talent and bring them up within our organization and make them the stars. All right. Well, that's who Devers is.
You know, Chaim is in St. Louis right now.
Like, if you're Rafael Devers, you're like, yeah, okay, my time's now. I'm going to put my D on the table and say, no, this is my position. Like, I kind of get where he's coming from. Is it the best for the team? No. But I think baseball players are kind of out for themselves most of the time.
Well, where was that last year, though, when they needed leadership? Like, this team needed it last year, and Devers didn't want to be a leader. He's, like, clearly made it evident that he does not want to be the leadership of this team. So if you're being asked to move from third base to DH, why do you now all of a sudden feel like you need to assert yourself and be like, no, I'm going to play third base?
Yeah, that's the if I and there was like a thing of what Aaron Judge and even with Bregman, where he's like, you know, wherever AC tells me to play, I'm going to play. So I don't know why Devers wouldn't be like, hey, listen, I'm just going to do what's best for the team. If AC wants me to DH, I'll DH. If AC feels that I'm the best third baseman, I'll play third base. I feel like this is a problem because come March 27th at Texas, if Devers is at third base, there's going to be a problem moving forward because we all know that Devers is going to have some errors.
Here's what I would just say very quickly. The most powerful man in the organization right now is Alex Cora. Does anybody dispute that?
No.
Okay, so what he wants will be enacted. So whatever these guys are doing is just talking. It doesn't matter. If Cora addresses every single comment, then it gives water, it gives fuel to this conversation, and it keeps growing. If he just keeps walking like it's not going on, eventually the play on the field will dictate what the team looks like on opening day.
This is John from Gardner. Hey, John.
Hey, folks. Good morning.
What's up?
Thank you for taking the... I just want to rip both of these guys, okay? So give me half a minute.
Yeah.
Cassis, let me get him out of the way. He is a self-absorbed, self-promoting, say-anything-to-get-attention, Major League a-hole. I hope he gets off to a good start, and then they trade his ass when he has a little bit of trade value. When I saw that Spider-Man mask he had on last year stretching somewhere, what a jerk he is. I wish I could use my colorful language. And Devers... I don't know that the big contract and the big market and the face of the franchise business is good for Rafael Devers. $325 million, obviously great for Rafael Devers. I don't think he's real comfortable last year and this year since he's – the last 2 years since he got that contract. I think he – when he heard talk about face of the franchise and so forth, I think it scared him. He didn't want to be in the spotlight. I think he's just kind of overwhelmed by it, and this is his kind of way of sort of trying to man up and take ownership of him being the franchise guy. But the Cassis guy really drives me crazy, if you haven't caught that already. Thanks, guys.
I agree.
Also, can I just answer this 413 text question? Good answer, Coco, to Shime's question. Why is all of a sudden a leader? I was cut off, but just so Shime knows, and I love you, Shime, but like you're a different person this year than you were last year. Like people grow into the roles that they want to be mm-hmm. in. If you're Rafael Devers last season, you're a different guy then than you are right now.
Yeah, but I would also, I would just say that, like, I was always working towards being that person. He was never...
How do you know what he was working towards? He has a translator.
Because people have asked him before. He said last year, we need help. A leader doesn't go out and be like, yeah, we need some help in the locker room. I'm going to need some assistance over in aisle 8. Like, it's like, what are we doing?
I actually think that a leader does do that. We all could see it. Don't you think that they could see it inside the clubhouse that they needed help?
It, and now he's mad.
Yes, exactly.
He's mad because it's his position.
It's not even his position.
There's also reports out there that those two, Alex Cora said those two spoke for 45 minutes inside the clubhouse. Nothing seemed awkward. They seemed like they were getting along fine. So we could
thought this was a massive issue that Cora had to fix.
I believe that it is, but I'm also giving you the opposite side. I know you like to be one-sided on most things, but I am giving both sides to this argument.
But this guy doesn't even need to work towards anything.
In my opinion, I think that this could create a divide because Alex Cora hasn't come out and said, hey, this is how things are going to go. So it leads to everybody in the clubhouse being able to have their own opinion, start talking to one another. Wiggy talks about this all the time, a locker room culture. Mm-hmm. It leads to a divide.
Do we think that Devers is a good baseball player?
Why does Alex Cora have to treat Rafael Devers with kid gloves? Like, tell him that he's sorry. You're going to DH. Best thing for the team.
I'm with you.
And, like, that's it.
That's the way I feel. And that's the point I'm trying to make. But we all feel like Devers is a good player. Yes. Is he not? Yes, he's a good player. Does it seem like if they move Devers to DH, would it shock you if Devers reached out to his representatives, his agent, and says, I would like to be traded?
Go for it.
But would that make your team better?
I mean, what you can acquire for Rafael Devers, you can make your team better. Sure.
I don't know if you necessarily. That doesn't mean
if you traded Rafael Devers for Vlad Guerrero tomorrow, is your team better or worse?
Well, if you get Vlad Guerrero,
yeah, who wants out of Baltimore, and you can just give him the contract already had on Devers.
What if you don't get Vlad Guerrero? And I don't know how baseball works. I don't just see superstars getting traded for superstars. I mean,
that's generally not how it happens because they sign such long-term deals.
So you might get it to a point where you get one of your star players that is a good baseball player that helps your team, where he's going to feel like if you don't fix this problem now, he might get to the point where he's like, well, if you're not going to let me play third base, then I want out of here.
But he's on a fully guaranteed contract.
Maybe if you have Devers sitting out some of this period, you have him in August hitting .216 and in September hitting .188. Maybe those numbers go up if he's not playing the field as consistently.
I agree with you, Curtis.
If he's DHing and he's better for the team.
I agree with you. If you do, but in order to do that, if you are Alex Cora, you got to make sure that your star player understands that. And clearly, their star player and Cora hasn't been able to relay that message to him of moving you out of third base is not only going to be better for our team, but it could be better for you. He was adamant about, no, I'm not leaving third base. Adamant. Would you think? Nope. And yesterday, Courtney, you weren't here, but Mego, there was some report out there. Somebody asked Devers, like, would he ever entertain a trade if he couldn't play third base? And he was like, well, I'd be open to it. So it's not helping your team to have this as a big issue heading into spring training.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I will say, the positive, Curtis mentioned this yesterday, is that everybody's talking about it. So that is a positive for the Red Sox.
Well, you have good players at one position, so I'll give you that.
Yes. We got to take a quick break coming up at 9. Mego on a Celtics Wednesday. Alex Cora yesterday on Wiggy's guy, Ralphie Devers, and the get-together, the potluck supper, probably. Wiggy, you bring an appetizer. Would you potluck? Do you prefer to bring the appetizer or the entree or dessert? It doesn't matter.
No, it would have been the crabs in the bucket. I'll bring stuff that I know I like to eat.
Okay.
So like if it, I'll keep it.
Well,
like,
what if others? What if it's not something that others would like?
Well, but if it's a Cora event, maybe I'll bring because I think it's part of his heritage and tradition. I'd bring some empanadas, and I love to eat the beef empanadas, so I'd bring those.
Okay, very good. This is Tim from Hanover. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to cut through the chase, man. Cora is a great coach. He's also a player's coach, and this guy will definitely squash this whole thing ASAP. He's going to talk to them. He'll say, hey, here's the game. You're either going to play by my rules or you'll sit down. I don't even care if it's Devers. He's mentored Devers, but he will shut him down. Look what he did last year to the guys that stepped out of bounds and did whatever. He sat him down. They didn't like what he did. He didn't put up with no guff. He's just going to do what he's got to do, and he's not going to let himself look like a fool in front of anybody. I guarantee you that, now that he has players.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the issue becomes if he tells Rafael Devers that he's not playing third base, does Devers just smile and say, no problem, boss?
And what we're not saying that Alex Cora isn't a good manager. Nobody's saying that on this show. I'm saying that I would like him to squash this immediately before it's more of a national headline that there's an issue within the Red Sox clubhouse, which I see this going towards.
I'm just wondering how he would do that. How does he smash it immediately? There's going to be a competition for third base. How does he squash that immediately?
Well, I think Courtney, I think part of it is saying there's a competition between Bregman and Devers.
Or just say who it is. If you already know who it is.
That's what he said.
What do you mean?
He said that this is the Boston Red Sox and that players are going to earn their spots. We played the cut the last break as a rejoin. He's going to say that nothing's been settled because they have a whole spring training.
Yeah, but
he also
said it's not about me, Bregman, and Devers.
It's about what's best for the Red Sox, which is who's going to be playing at the position. What's best for the Red Sox?
But are people talking about the Red Sox right now, or are they talking about Devers, Bregman, and Cora?
Oh, the Red Sox love this conversation. Are you kidding me? This is the most buzz the team's had in 10 years.
If I'm Tristan Cassis, I certainly don't love this conversation. If I'm other players, I certainly don't want to be asked
Tristan
about
Cassis
it.
Tristan Cassis has himself to blame. What are you talking about?
But they're all going to be asked about it over and over again, Curtis. And I think that, yes.
If Tristan Cassis didn't say it's Devers' job at third base, he wouldn't be asked about it this way.
Well, he was asked about it before he said
well,
that,
I think
that other players are going to be asked about it. I don't think that we can have a narrative for one franchise in the city and then jump to another when it fits, you know, the way you want it to. Like, if this was going on in the Patriots locker room last season, we would all be talking about it much differently. And we
right, because Mayo is in a different position
like
than Alex Cora is. Alex Cora and Mayo have accomplished far different things in the jobs they currently hold or had held.
Yeah, there's no denying that. But I also think that the way in which they control a locker room can be the same. No matter what,
yeah,
I don't care
and I think
how
baseball
many years
is different than football
in those
ways. And I think the players in the baseball clubhouse look at Cora differently than the Patriots players did look at Mayo.
I think we'll know it relatively quickly because we'll start to see, like, you know, is it really a competition or does it seem like they're leaning more towards?
I don't think they're leaning towards. I mean, it should be Alex Bregman. That's his position. He's been a Gold Glove winner twice. He has 69 errors to Rafael Devers, 119 saying what, you know, there's no question about what it should be. I think.
Well, then Courtney's right then.
What?
Then Cora should just be like, Bregman's our third baseman.
You don't think that he told him at some point that he believes that Alex Bregman is probably going to play third base and that's why Rafael Devers decided to speak out on Sunday?
No.
Or Monday?
No.
Like, you don't think that's why I did it? No.
I
do.
I think if he told him, so then...
No.
Devers' approach is, if Cora did tell him, his approach is to go the complete opposite and be...
I think Cora said, listen, we got the guy that we wanted here. It's more than likely that he's going to have a shot at playing third base. We may end up needing you to DH. And he said, you know, maybe he said, bueno...
And then
told the media that he's pissed off.
That
about
he was
it.
Adamant
yes.
that he would not move third base. He's not. That's not leaving that position.
Yes. Yes.
And Cora talked to him about it.
Well, you think that where do you think Rafael Devers got the word that Alex Bregman might be playing third base?
This is what I think.
Like, you think he just figured that Monday?
This is what I think Cora did. I think Cora had a conversation with Devers, and it was more like, "Listen, Rafi." Well, hey, Ralph, we're going to do our best to keep you there as long as we can, but you got to make sure you're not making errors because they're going to be all over my back about putting Bregman there. Because if he did tell him that Bregman is probably going to be there.
Well, if he told him that, then why did Rafael Devers say anything about it then, if that's what he told him? If he said, hey, Ralphie, I want you there.
Well, hey, Ralphie.
You're going to be the guy. Why?
I don't even know what he did. The way that Devers answered it, it seemed like it didn't matter what Cora said to him. Because
exactly. Exactly.
Well, what if Alex Cora told Bregman, like, yeah, you're going to be at third base, and to Devers, he's saying, oh, it's going to be a competition. You know, like, there could be ways that wires get crossed there, and that's why Devers is pissed. Maybe he's having a different narrative to the two of them.
Yeah, I mean,
but wouldn't you be pissed if that happened to you? Like, if somebody...
In this play this whole thing out. So what, Alex Bregman is telling Rafael Devers, oh, I'm playing third base?
I don't know if he's necessarily telling him,
well,
but
how
he's...
did Rafael Devers find out that Alex Cora said that to...
Through the grapevine. I don't know. But there's plenty of players that I'm sure they're all talking to one another. I could see that happening.
One guy, Bregman, goes...
It shouldn't be a shock to anybody that Alex Bregman is probably going to play third base.
I think it's a big shock to Devers.
Devers is like, wait a second. I didn't get that memo.
Especially when Alex Bregman has been very clear that he would move to second.
Right.
Like they've been saying that since November. So
Bregman was like, wherever AC wants me to play, I'll play. So it seems like, unless he's just being politically correct and saying it for the media, hey, I'll go wherever he wants me to play. On the other hand, Devers is like...
Well, they have a second baseman that is an A-plus prospect that they want to play second base. Like,
and Greg scouted him in Portland. He loves him.
I had him locked down, I think, actually, when he was with the Bananas. So
then that leaves somebody ass out.
He was
like
in one of my mocks early,
right,
wasn't he?
DJ had him in Savannah.
Yeah, he was like number two on your big board.
Shime, how many MLB draft mocks should I do this year?
Ooh, let's...
maybe 5, 7, maybe?
Yeah, 7, let's go 7. 7's okay. A great number.
All right. Well, all right, we got to take a break.
All right.
Disaster down there, though. It's falling apart. I can't wait to get down there. 4 shows next week from Fenway South. Red Sox spring training. We begin on Tuesday morning, and we'll see what we can. We'll get right to the bottom of this all week long.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be our mission down there. We're going to talk to Mego about the Celtics and other things next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.